I don't think there'll be an announcement today, so JC, you can go ahead and get started.
All right, thank you. Well, hello again. I'm JC. I'm your hostess for today. Welcome to Declare Victory. Are there any first-time callers? Well, all right, family. The events are as follows. Declare Victory has an app where you can submit your prayer requests. We encourage you to download the app and submit your requests that way. This will help decrease the traffic we are experiencing with the amount of prayer requests we receive during greeting time. Information on the app can be found in the victory room, or you can ask a friend. The online prayer requests are as follows. Juliet is asking for prayer for Tawan Turner and the Marmon family. Please pray for Tawana. Please pray for Tawana to find housing. Pray for comfort for the Mormon family who lost a family member. Pray for total healing for Candace Hunter and Elder Pam Jordan. Lastly, pray for direction, finances for Eric and I, and new housing for our family. Brother Dan is asking for prayer for his family, the Declare Victory family. Praying for our God's continued favor in everyone's lives. Amen. The lineup for today, Scripture, Juliet, Declaration, and First Prayer Warrior, Brother Marcus. Second Prayer Warrior, Brother Jeff. Third, Tim won't be able to pray today, so we need someone to fill in for him. And closing will be Brother E.K. Dawson. I'll repeat that again. Scripture will be read by Juliet, Declaration, and First Prayer Warrior, Brother Marcus. Second Prayer Warrior, Brother Jeff. We need a fill-in for the third. And closing would be Brother E.K. Dawson. Please don't forget to mute your lines. I now pass the call to Juliet.
Good morning, DV family. This is Juliet, and I will be reading to you from the King James Version Bible, Revelations 21, 1 through 5. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Happy Friday. You guys have a blessed day. And I pass the call.
Amen. Good morning. Thank you, Juliet, for the scripture, and JC for hosting and for greeting. I think that was JC that hosted. But thank you all for your contribution this morning. I am actually doing something that I haven't done in a long time, and that is taking some time for myself to relax, take time off, and just enjoy myself. My mother and I are out in LA and for a business conference that she needs to go to, but she invited me to come with her. And I'm getting some R&R, and I'm grateful for that, which walks us right into the declaration I want to share with you today. I'm going to remind you all to please mute your line. Just double check and make sure that your line is muted so that the call is not interrupted as we progress. So a habit is an acquired behavior pattern that is regularly followed until it has become almost involuntary. I'm going to read that again. A habit is an acquired behavior pattern regularly followed until it has become almost involuntary. You all know that sometimes old habits are hard to break. Well, Jonathan has several friends and family that he enjoys spending so much time with. He gets frustrated, though, because he feels like his friends and family often ask him for things but don't often return the favors he gives to them. He says so often, "I'm always there for everybody else. And the minute I need something, no one is there to be found." Jonathan also does so many things for others, and it leaves him feeling depleted and used. He takes his brother places without getting an offer for gas, money, or anything. One time I got a call from his brother at 2 o'clock in the morning to come get him from downtown. I guess he was out at the club or something, and he asked him to take him home. So gladly, Jonathan, without thinking, involuntarily, he just got up and went and got his brother and picked him up and took him home. Brother didn't even offer to give him anything. Barely said thank you when he got out of the car. Sound familiar? Yeah, it happens. The thing about it, though, is that he did this without even thinking. And so I guess this was a habit that he had developed to always just do for people. His friends sometimes borrow money from him. Some of them return it, and sometimes he never gets it back. One day, Jonathan was on his way home from work. He stopped at the grocery store down the street to get some orange juice for his neighbor. He had been coming into the corner grocery store for years, and because of that, all the cashiers and even the owner of the store knew him. "Hey, Jonathan." "Hey, Graciela. Busy day today?" "Yes, very busy," says Graciela, "because the Super Bowl is this weekend and Valentine's Day coming up. There are so many people shopping in, stopping in to get things. What are you getting and who is it for today?" Jonathan was a little stunned by her question. "Why do you ask that? Who is it for today?" Graciela looked at Jonathan as if to say, "For real? Come on, Jonathan. I don't know if you've noticed, but every time you come into the store, you're getting something for someone else. I've never once heard you say, 'This is for me,' or 'I need this.' Who is this orange juice for?" Jonathan was taken aback by what she just said. "That's not true, Graciela, for real. I do get some things for me. Like the time when I came in to get 3 cartons of eggs," she interrupts. "That was for your neighbor, your sister, and your brother." Jonathan, still trying to defend himself. "Okay, well, how about when I came to get some cold medicine?" Graciela shook her head. "And your nephew was really sick. You complained about how other people are always needing things from you. But why complain about it if you're always going to come through for them anyway? When was the last time you did something nice for yourself? When was the last time you took yourself to dinner, a movie, or went somewhere on vacation because you needed to relax and enjoy yourself?" Jonathan thought long and hard and was trying to remember. "Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, I went to the Warriors game last week, but that was only because my sister Natalie and her husband wanted to go out and couldn't find a babysitter, so they asked me to go with their kids. And I had to buy my own ticket." Graciela shook her head. "I'm not trying to preach to you, Jonathan, but you have to do some things for yourself. You need to learn to love you. And that includes saying no to people when necessary. Anyway, that'll be $2.50. Jonathan paused for a second. "I'm not getting this. Thanks for the talk. You're right. I'm hungry. I'm going to take myself out to dinner right now. See you later." Graciela smiled and said, "Good for you. Take care." How many of us are like Jonathan? We complain so much about what others don't do for us. Someone needs to mute your line, please. We complain so much about what others don't do for us, and yet we don't do for ourselves. Yes, you should be kind and helpful to others, but it should never be at the expense of your own happiness. Mark 12 and 30 says this, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. Now, a lot of us, we don't have problems with that part. We love God. You know, we wake up every morning, we pray, we, you know, we seek his face, we fast, we go to church and we, you know, get our praise on and we hear the word and, you know, we read our Bible and, you know, we're obedient to his word. You know, we follow his word for the most part as much as we can. But what about the 31st verse? The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. The Message version says it this way, love others as well as you love yourself. Well, that brings about another question. Are you really loving people just because you come through and do things for them? You know, love is an action word, yes, but love is not neglect. And if you're neglecting yourself and doing things for others, then you need to rethink that. Spending all your time, talent, and treasure to please someone else at the expense of taking care of yourself is not being obedient to one of the greatest commandments, and that is to love others as well as you love yourself. This is a habit we must break, and we can do it. It will just take some effort and some time. Jennifer Cohen, author and wellness coach, wrote an article in Forbes magazine about changing habits. She writes, here are 7 steps to changing your habits that will in turn change your entire life. On a daily basis, habit drives us to do what we do, whether it's a pattern of thoughts or behavior that occurs automatically. But what if we could harness the power of our habits for the better? Imagine a life where you have a habit of completing projects, eating well, keeping in touch with family and friends, and working to your fullest potential. When you have a foundation of good habits, you're setting yourself up for a full, healthy, and successful life. She says, I've used these principles to establish the lifestyle I have now as a fitness expert, author, public speaker, owner of a fitness studio, and a fitness lifestyle company, and as a wife and mother. If I hadn't established positive habits, I couldn't do half of these things, at least not with my sanity intact. Here are 7 steps to changing your habits that will in turn change your entire life. Number 1, identify your keystone habit and focus on it. In one of my favorite books, The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg, outlines the importance of identifying your keystone habit, the habit you identify as the most important thing you can change about your life. To find out what that is for you, ask yourself, what constantly gnaws at you? Is it something you do that you want to stop or something you don't do and want to start? The keystone habit is different for everyone, and it may take a few sessions of deep thinking to pinpoint exactly what the habit is. Whichever habit you're working on, pick one at a time. More than one at a time will be overwhelming and will increase your likelihood of failing to improve any habits. But don't believe you can only change one thing about yourself. It's actually the opposite. Working on this one keystone habit can have a positive ripple effect into the rest of your life as well. Number 2, identify your current routine and the reward you get from it. Let's say you want to build a habit of getting to the office at a half hour early each day. You want to do this because you think the extra quiet time in the morning will help you be more productive, and that productivity will be rewarded by an increased sense of job satisfaction and an overall better work environment. Currently, you get to the office just on time. Your current routine is to leave your house in a rush at the exact time you've calculated that, without traffic or incident, will get you to work on time. Your reward is spending some extra time at your house in the morning, spending the extra half hour sleeping or charging your batteries for the day ahead. Number 3, consider the challenges. Challenges are often cues that push you to fall back into old habits. In the example of getting to work earlier, your challenges may lie in your sleep patterns the night before or in coordinating schedules with a partner. These challenges will not magically disappear, so you need to take them into account. But don't let the presence of challenges or worry that new challenges will come up in the future deter you from establishing your new habits. If your challenges include coordinating with other people, make them a part of your new routine. Right now, simply identify what the challenges or obstacles are. Number four, plan your new routine and pinpoint the reward. Old habits never disappear. They're simply replaced with new habits. In the example of getting to the office earlier, the new routine involves leaving the house a half hour earlier. If the old habit was rewarded with the thought that you'll have more energy for the day by staying in your house longer, the new habit needs to focus around the idea that that more rest doesn't necessarily mean more energy. In other words, you'll want to address what you think you'll be giving up by replacing the old habit. Set up a 30-day challenge. In most cases, our failure to curate good habits simply comes from not sticking to them. Plenty of studies show that habits, when performed daily, can become part of your routine in as little as 21 days. So set a start date and launch your plan for action for a trial 30-day period. Number six, power through setbacks. Sometimes it's not just willpower that runs out. Sometimes we're swayed from our past by life getting in the way of new goals. If something sways you from your challenge, the best course of action is to evaluate the situation and see how you can get around, over, or through that obstacle. However, once a new habit is established, it actually becomes our default setting. If your usual habits are healthy, then stressful times are less likely to throw you off from your usual routines. In other words, we are just as likely to default to healthy habits as we are to self-sabotaging habits. If those healthy habits have become a part of our everyday routine. Number seven, hold yourself publicly accountable. Your support network is the most valuable tool you will ever have access to. Whether it's your best friend, your partner, or your Facebook post, being accountable to someone other than yourself will help you to stick to your goal. Just keep in mind that accountable isn't the same as announcement. Anyone can tell the world they're going to get up early from now on, but if that person has a team of supporters behind them whom they regularly update, they're more likely to stick with their new habit during times when they're establishing their new habit and motivation is running low. So how do we get back to loving ourselves? How do we break this habit of doing so much for others and depleting ourselves so that other people can be satisfied and other people can get what they want and need? Well, identify your keystone habit, as we said in the first one. Like, you know, I guess the main keystone habit in this is always doing for other people. Focus on that, or focus on what it is you want to change. If you want to start loving yourself, practice going, you know, focus on something you want to do that will replace doing something for others all the time. I'm not saying doing something for others is bad, but not doing anything for yourself is not good. So we need to make a balance, or we need to focus on doing stuff more for ourselves. And as number two says, identify your current routine and the reward you get from it. What reward do you get from doing so much for others and not doing for yourself? Okay, so you feel good because you do things for other people, or do you? Do you feel good because you do things for others? Sometimes you do, but sometimes you feel, if you're always complaining about it, then you feel depleted and you feel used. And so you need to identify that routine and the reward you get from it. And then focus on the reward you would get if you started doing for yourself. Number three, consider the challenges. What challenges would you have by doing more for yourself? Okay, well, you have to say no to other people. But at the same time, you can overcome that challenge because you'll get a greater reward out of doing for yourself. Plan your new routine, which is number four, and pinpoint your reward. Of course, there are many rewards that will come out of doing for yourself and not depleting yourself to do for someone else. You'll be in a better mood. You won't have complaints as much. You won't stress. You won't be overwhelmed. You won't feel like you're used. And plan your routine. Plan it. Every day when you get off from work, maybe you won't answer the phone, or maybe when you get up in the morning, you won't answer phone calls right away. Maybe you'll let people's, you know, calls go to voicemail, and maybe you'll ignore Facebook messages for a minute until you can do something for yourself. Or practice doing something for yourself before you go do something for someone else. Or in addition to while you're doing something to someone else, do something for yourself at the same time. Number five says set up a 30-day challenge. So challenge yourself for 30 days. I'm going to make sure that each day I do something for me or something close to that. Number six says power through setbacks. If you have a setback, maybe you get off course, or maybe you forget to do something for yourself, or maybe it's hard to do something for yourself for whatever reason. I don't know. But power through it. Power through it, whatever the setback may be. And then hold yourself accountable. Find someone that you can talk to that you can say to them, hey, I did this today. Maybe even a journal. But a journal is kind of evasive. So maybe having someone you can talk to. And I like the idea of posting about what you're doing and keeping people updated with that. Maybe that's too public for you. Maybe you can have a certain group of people that you can message and keep them updated and ask them to hold you accountable to that. So, again, I want to remind you, Mark 12 and 30, and just encourage you all today that loving the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength is great. And I'm glad that we are able to practice doing that, and that we are doing well at that. It's obvious because we're on this call, and you know we are praying every day, and that's great. We ought to never forget about the second part, the second greatest commandment, and that is love your neighbor as yourself, or love your neighbor as well as you love yourself. Do you love yourself? I want to encourage you all and maybe give you something that you can do on Valentine's Day coming up, which I think I was thinking about doing myself, and I think I'm going to do it. And that is, yes, go out and get a card, get some chocolates, take somebody out. That's great. But make sure that you give some love to yourself. And I know, you know, some people say, well, you know, not just Valentine's Day, you know, every day. But since this day is coming up, use it as a catapult. Use it as a starting point, maybe. Plan it. Plan to take yourself out. Plan to take yourself to the movies. And it may seem awkward at first, but loving yourself is the best thing you can do in loving other people, because it will teach you how to truly love others. Father, we thank you this morning for the time that we've shared. We thank you, Lord, for the words that went out this morning. I pray, God, that someone was encouraged and enlightened and motivated and inspired by the words that were shared today. I pray, God, that someone who may have been neglecting or ignoring themselves, God, that will now see that and will take the time to do something for them. We'll do something to take care of themselves, because we're no good for others if we're not taking care of ourselves. And so, Lord, we thank you for the reminder, God. Thank you for reminding me. And, Lord, help me not to forget that for myself. We so often speak words and say things to other people, but we need to remember that every word or every encouragement or everything that we have that you have given to us is first for us. And we ought to be first partakers of whatever that you have given us. And so, Lord, we thank you for every person that's on this call this morning. We pray, God, that you would bless them in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you would touch all of those who are listening under the sound of my voice, whether they are live on the call or listening to a recording. I pray, God, that that person that is going through turmoil, God, that is dealing with some issues at home or on the job or at school, God, that you would give them peace in the midst of this situation. God, that you would help them to be comforted in the midst of the storm. God, that you would give them a greater sense of your spirit and of your presence, oh God. Help them to feel you wherever they are, whatever they're doing right now. I pray, God, that you would protect us, God, as we're on our way to different places and we're going about our day today. I pray, God, that you would bless this call, God, as we are praying to you and asking you for different things. I pray, God, that you would honor those requests. And so, Lord, we lift up to Wanda Turner, God, that she finds housing, God. We pray for the comfort of the Marmon family, God, as they lost a family member. Praying for total healing for Candace Hunter and Elder Pam Jordan, God. We're praying for her now. God, we're praying for direction, for finances, for Eric and Tawana, also new housing for their family, God. We're praying for God's continued favor in everyone's lives, God, for the Declare Victory family, God, that you would grant us more favor and that you help us, God, to continue to declare victory and to not just to declare it, but to live it and to walk it out. We thank you, God, that we know that you want us to live in victory. And so we thank you for it. Now, Lord, as I prepare to pass the call to the next person, I pray that you would bless them now, God. Help them, give them the words to say, God. Let us not just pray vain prayers, but God, help us to pray for your glory and to seek your face and to touch your throne, oh God, that we reach heaven, oh God. And we thank you for it. We thank you for this time. And I thank you for all that will happen from here until the end of this call. In Jesus' name, amen, as I pass the call on.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you for your love this morning, God the Father. And thank you, Lord God, for that declaration this morning. Oh, how good it is for us to practice self-love, Lord God. Father God, you've heard our prayer request this morning, Lord God. You know the ins and outs, Lord God, of all of the prayer requests and what's needed, Lord God. So, Lord God, I stand in agreement this morning, Lord God, with every prayer request, Lord God. Thanking you, Lord God, for your will being done in our lives today and for the prayers that shall be answered, Lord God, according to your will. Lord God, we thank you for love this morning, Lord God. I continue to thank you for love, Lord God. It is your love, Lord God, that empowers us, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Lord God, I thank you for Declare Victory prayer line, Lord God, the training, Lord God, that we receive, Lord God, oh, hallelujah, to pray. Teach us how to pray, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, there is so much that is going on in this world, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, the habit that we have, Lord God, to get up early in the morning, Lord God, and seek your face, Lord God. Thank you for the vision, Lord God, that you placed in the visionary of this line, Lord God, 7 days a week. Oh, hallelujah. So, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for the great habit, Lord God, that we have formed, Lord, to get up at 6 a.m. every morning, Lord God, seeking your face. A good habit, Lord God. And Lord God, hallelujah, this morning I want to take the time out, Lord God, to pray, Lord God, for family and friends, Lord God. I just want to call out their name, Lord God, and pray, Lord God, that you place a special blessing over them, Lord God. Cover them, Lord God. The blood of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, this Mike Reynolds, Lord God, touch his body, Lord God. Bless him, Lord God. Deontay McKinney, Lord God, bless him, Lord God. Touch his mind, Lord God. Taj Maurice Vickers, Lord God, touch his body, Lord. Touch his mind, Lord. Bless him right now, Lord God. James Lee Brown Jr., Lord God, touch his body, Lord. Touch his mind. Hallelujah, Lord God. Dominique Dunlap LeBaron, Lord God, bless him right now, Lord God. Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. I just want to pray, Lord God, for family and friends this morning, Lord God. As well as, Lord God, my neighbors, Lord God, my community, Lord God, the workplace, Lord God, even my enemies, Lord God. Bless them right now, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord God. I lift up our marriages to you this morning, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Sheila. Oh, hallelujah. Lord God, she's caring for her loved one, Lord God, that had a stroke, Lord God. Hallelujah. Give her the strength, Lord God, to continue to care for him, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lifelong friendship, childhood friend, Lord God. Touch his body, Lord God. Let him know, Lord God, that it is you, Lord God, that he has to cry out to. It is you, Lord God, that he has to look up to, Lord God, that it is you, Lord God, that is going to restore his body. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we continue, Lord God, to pray for your love, Lord God, because it is your love, Lord God, that empowers us and that allows us, Lord God, to live a holy and sanctified life. In Jesus' name I pray, as I pass the call.
Heavenly Father, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hello, our Heavenly Father, Lord. First of all, Lord, we just want to thank you and give you praise and glory and honor. Lord, we magnify and we lift your name high above the earth. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord, and imbuing us with a purpose, Lord, and with this gift of life, Lord. Warm blood running through our veins, Lord, and the activity of our limbs. Lord, we thank you for waking us up with our right minds today, Lord. To the sins, Lord, that we struggle with, Lord, the sins that we have committed, Lord, either knowingly or unknowingly, Lord, we ask forgiveness today, Lord, for myself foremost, and, Lord, for those who are on the line, Lord. Wash us clean with the blood of the Lamb. Lord, today, Lord, on Men's Day, Lord, we send out the call to men, Lord, to all men, Lord, men who may be struggling right now, Lord, with their sexuality, Lord, men who are struggling, Lord, financially, Lord, Lord, men who are struggling right now, Lord, with addiction, Lord. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you, in their midnight hours of their trials and tribulations and of their afflictions, Lord, take them, Lord, in your arms, Lord, and begin to rock them, Lord, and begin to heal them, Lord, and grow them and nurture them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood, Lord, that men are called to this line, Lord, that men are beginning to be called back to their families, Lord, their houses and homes, Lord, to their churches, Lord, to their communities, Lord. We send out a plea, Lord, that your spirit would begin to call men, even the young men who walk the halls of this school in which I'm right now praying, Lord, that you touch their hearts, Lord. that you begin to mold their minds, Lord, and their souls and spirits, Lord, right now, Lord, that they may fall on their knees, Lord, and begin to call upon the source of all the strength of all their lives, Lord. Lord, we ask blessings, Lord. We call every man from every direction, Lord. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you begin to call the t-shirt pimps, Lord, and the gamblings, Lord, the gangbangers, men who are abusers of women, Lord, who are in the throes of violent, Lord, and nihilistic inclinations, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you call them, Lord, and that they begin to answer. Lord, we ask that you bless them, Lord, that they begin to magnify, Lord, and cry with a mighty voice, mighty men of God, Lord. We call men, Lord, to Wings of Love Men's Ministry and to men of value everywhere, Lord, so that your church, Lord, may begin to grow and be established, Lord, that they be called to what you have created and purposed them to be, leaders, Lord, leaders in their household, leaders in their neighborhoods, leaders in their schools, Lord, fathers, priests, brothers and nephews, Lord. We ask you, Lord, that you call them today. Lord, we lift up, Lord, every politician, Lord, whether they be active in office or whether they are running today, Lord. On the federal level, Lord, Lord, we ask, Lord, that even the politicians who drop off and who may not get the national choice, that that they may have learned something from this running, Lord, that what they have learned for is a compassion and a love for your people, Lord, and justice and righteousness according to your will and not the way of the world. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you begin to bless every politician, Lord, every public servant. Let them remind them that they are a public servant, Lord, from the White House, Lord, to the lowliest county clerk, Lord. We lift up today, Lord, our pastors, our preachers, our evangelists, our lay ministers, our children's ministers, Lord, those men and women, Lord, who have been called to a higher office, Lord, to teach, Lord, to equip, to baptize, to nurture, to lead. Lord, we know that they are a special target for the enemy, Lord. So I ask, Lord, that you surround them with angels, Lord. Lord, I ask, Lord, that you give a double portion of blessing and anointment, Lord, as they go to minister to the sick, Lord, and to those who are in prison, Lord. Let them not fall, Lord, to despair, Lord, and let them not be weary in well-doing, Lord. Let them know, Lord, that the burden of the soul that you have placed in their cares, Lord, carries an awesome responsibility, Lord. Let them have the thick skin, Lord, that they will have to have, Lord, to endure criticisms and doubts, Lord, and to carry the complaints, Lord, and the pleas, Lord, of their congregations. And, Lord, I lift up, Lord, every airman, every soldier, every Marine, and every airman. Lord, those who have been called, Lord, and who have volunteered, Lord, to sacrifice their lives if necessary, Lord, to protect our way of life, Lord. Those who are based here and abroad, Lord. Lord, I ask that you keep them safe, Lord. Protect them from becoming a target of the terrorists, those who would love to strike out America through our servicemen. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Demarius, Lord, graduating. And, Lord, we ask you safe travels as he goes to Hamburg, Germany, and Ramstein. Lord, I've been there. And so, Lord, I ask you protect him, Lord, from the beautiful but lascivious women, Lord, that he'll come across, Lord, to the temptations, Lord, of the abundance of alcohol that's there, Lord. But let him enjoy his experience in the foreign land, Lord, but let him be a light, Lord. Lord, sanctify him, Lord, even as he was sanctified when he was born from his mother, Lord. Let him not be a follower, but let him be a leader, Lord. Give him the opportunity, Lord, to show his fellow soldiers, Lord, and those who he may come in contact with, that he is a child of God, Lord. even over there in Germany, Lord, let him begin to save souls and to grow into his purpose, not only as an airman, Lord, but as a young man of God. And, Lord, I ask, Lord, that you bless each and every prayer warrior, Lord, that has gone before me, that will go before me. Lord, we thank you. We ask that you bless the declarer, Brother Marcus, Lord, that you bless the host, Lord, that you bless my wife who gave the scripture, Lord. And, Lord, give us the strength to run this race, to stand upon this wall, Lord, and to stand as we give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, as I pass the call.
I'm sorry. Praise God. Good morning, Lord God. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this time, Lord God. God, we thank you for another day's journey, Lord God. God, we thank you for the awesome prayer that have just gone forth before me, Lord God. Bless each of these brothers, our hostesses, Lord God. Bless the entire Declaring Victory family, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. Each and every one of us, Lord God. We thank you that we are the called out ones, that we are your people, Lord God. We thank you that we have a rich inheritance in you, Lord God. We thank you that you are our Father and we are your children, Lord God. We thank you that you own us and we own you everywhere, that we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are not ashamed to own you anywhere and everywhere, always and in any time, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we're walking not after the flesh, but walking after spiritual things, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we are your people, Lord God. And we thank you that we're walking, that we're part of this kingdom, and that we are part of kingdom living, oh God. We thank you that our mindset has been transformed and transfused, Lord God, to think about God's kingdom, Lord God, and not necessarily all the religiosities of the world, Lord God, but what would you do and how would you handle it in the things of your kingdom, Lord God. So we thank you for a kingdom mindset, Lord God. We thank you for kingdom thoughts and kingdom living, Lord God. We bless you now, Lord God. God, we ask now that you would strengthen every brother, every sister that's trying, Lord God. God, that you would give them a boost, and Lord, even that they would feel and know a miracle, Lord God, and know that the miracle would be that they feel your power and know that it's you, Lord God. I speak to the one that is downtrodden, Lord God, that is depressed, that is despondent, Lord God. I speak to those ones that just don't have the energy or just don't have the fuel, Lord God. Give them what they need, Lord God. We come praying that they would never be discouraged, Lord God, and that because of your power, Lord God, and because of how great you are, Lord God, that the anointing would flow on them, Lord God, that they would turn around, Lord God, and that they would energize, Lord God, but energize through Jesus Christ, Lord God, and not go back to a different way, Lord God. Thank you for the former things, Lord God, that we lived and walked through, and that as part of our testimony to make us stronger, Lord God. But now we thank you for the new things, because you told us in your word, behold, that you would do a new thing, and that we wouldn't even know it, and that even waters would spring up in dry places, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you continue to do great things and new things for us, Lord God. We love you and we adore you, Lord God. God, I give you glory and honor for the leadership of this call, Lord God. I give you glory and honor, Lord God, for churches and good men with integrity as our pastors, Lord God, and women of God that are leading us as pastors, Lord God, as elders, as apostles, Lord God, that lead this Bay Area, lead these churches, leave all the folks on the call, Lord, near and far, Lord God. God, we thank you that you would put an extra hedge of protection around this Bay Area, Lord God, that you would continue to keep like a blanket, Lord, like a comforter, Lord God, that you would stretch out your mighty hand, Lord God, and keep over our children, watch over our families, and literally over our children, Lord God. God, I thank you for the work that we all do, Lord God, the seen and the unseen that we do for your glory, Lord God. We thank you for that our testimonies, Lord God, that we share with others on while we're at work and while we're at school and while we're on our various jobs and even on our way to our jobs, Lord God. We thank you for our witness, Lord God, and we declare victory right now for our witness, Lord God, because we're not what we used to be, Lord God. We're not even what we ought to be, Lord God, but we're thriving and we're striving, God. So we thank you, Lord God, for keeping us. God, I thank you for salvation, most of all. I thank you, Lord God, that we are saved, Lord God. I thank you that we are intercessors, Lord God. I thank you that we are trying to do it right and keep it right. And I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for the eyes to see, Lord God. Lord God, to see and that you keep showing us as we mature in your ways of salvation, Lord God, that you keep giving us insight and foresight and even the right sight, Lord God. I thank you, God. God bless, again, all the pastors, Lord God, and we give you glory and honor. God, as we take our phones off mute, Lord God, we celebrate that today is going to be the best day of our life. As we take our phones off of mute and come together as a corporate body and begin to change and charge the atmosphere openly with our mouths, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that we will say today will be a good day. Today will be a great day. Today will be a God day. That we declare right now that this is the day that the Lord has made and that we would be glad and that we continue to rejoice in you, Lord God. God, help us. Some of the things, but God, I pray for 2016 as use your words, Lord God, so that we can use our words to give you glory, use our words to give you honor, use our words to change our situations, to change our habits.
Yes, Lord.
Everything, Lord God.
Yes, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Another day, Lord God. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for another day, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For this day, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another day, Lord God. Hallelujah. To cry out to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. To say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For honoring our prayers, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For granting our requests, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For hearing our petitions, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For every prayer, Lord God, that has went up this morning, Lord God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. We thank you for healing in our bodies, Lord God. Yes. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the covering of our minds, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. For hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God.
Thank you. We love you, God.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Sheila, Lord God. Cedric, Lord God. Strengthen them, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. I lift them up to you this morning, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, for placing them on my heart, Lord God, to lift them up to you, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Strengthen them, Lord God, in the areas where, Lord God, they are weak, Lord God. You know that they need strengthening, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus, we thank you, Lord God.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. We thank you for the things that happens in our lives, Lord God, that causes us to turn to you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every marriage, Lord God. Every marriage, Lord God. Marriage matters, Lord God. I lift it up to you, Lord God. Every couple, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord God. We thank you for what you're going to do in our lives, Lord God. We thank you for what you've already done, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Have your
hallelujah.
Way, have your way.
Thank you, Lord. This year, 2016, Lord God, we've already began, Lord God, to work on those bad habits, Lord God, changing them into good habits, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We've already made a beginning, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord God. The 30-day process, Lord God, is already in effect, Lord God. We thank you for it, Lord God. Hallelujah. Practicing, Lord God, loving ourselves, Lord God, that we may be able to love others, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We won't quit, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
We won't quit, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Focus, Lord God. Focus, Lord God. Structure, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Discipline, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yes. We love you, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. Let it reflect, Lord God, in every area of our lives, Lord God. In our conversations, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus. Yes, Lord.
And we pray for Charles.
Yes,
Lord. God, we pray for it.
Continue to cover the children, Lord God. Bless the children, Lord God. Yes, Lord. We lift up single parents to you this morning, Lord God. Single parents, Lord God. Lord God, I lift up classroom 122 to you this morning, Lord God. I lift up classroom 123 to you this morning, Lord God. Bless them, Lord God. Bless them, Lord God.
All year long.
Thank you,
Lord. One particular day. Father, thank you.
Jesus. You know their needs, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord. Protect God beyond while she's away, God. Again, we thank you for your unprecedented favor over her life to catch her home and her property while she's away, God. We thank you for the special time of bonding that Demario and have while they're away, God.
Thank you, Lord God. For
the visions and the plans that you'll give her while she's there.
We love you, Lord God.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God.
We need you, Lord God.
We lift up Karzani this morning while she's
away. We honor you, Lord God.
We lift up new Mary's son while he's away in college.
We reverence you, Lord God.
Our college students, God. Adults, as well as our adult children. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God.
Amen. Well, hello again, and welcome to Declare Victory. My name is JC, and I'm your hostess for today. Big thank you to Brother Eric for stepping in. Are there any first-time callers that joined the call late and did not get a chance to say hello and would like to? All right. Or is there anyone of Victory that joined the call late and did not get a chance?
Good morning. It's Mr. Seifers.
Good morning.
Hey, Brother Seifers.
All right, all
right.
Good
morning, my brother.
Good morning, it's Art Campbell.
Good morning,
hey, Brother Art. Good to hear your sound this morning.
Good morning,
Miss D.
Morning,
Barbara.
Hi.
Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, Miss Keisha.
Hey, Keisha.
Ravonda. Good morning, Ravonda.
Good morning, Ravonda.
Good morning, family.
Good morning, family.
Good morning, family. This is Tanisha.
Good morning, Tanisha. Anyone else?
Good morning, this is Valuable Valentita.
Good morning, Valuable Valentita. Anyone else? Well, all righty. Well, we hope that you can join us for the next segment of the call, which is the Love, Life, and Victory portion. I thank you again for allowing me to greet and host you. Have a blessed day. I now pass the call to Martha.
Well, good morning again, everyone. And thank you, JC, for hosting. You've done a great job as usual, and I appreciate it. Just want to announce again, Didi said there will not be any Friday Night Live tonight, just so you all know. Enjoy your time wherever you are, whatever you're doing. All right, so let's get into the declaration discussion. I'm going to ask you all, if you're not going to speak right away, then please keep your line muted. You can press star 6 on your phone, or you can use the standard mute feature on your phone. Is there anyone who had any thoughts about the declaration that you'd like to share, anything that caught your attention or any questions that you have this morning?
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
All right. This is EK. As you know, I'm at work right now, but that's why I always have to get off because I have to be at work at 7. But I just wanted you to know that it blessed me tremendously, and that book and the whole conversation of that, and it hit me because it's right where I'm at right now because I'm going through some changes. I want to get a different job, a career, even picking up the phone before you even say hi to God. We have a tendency to pick up our phones, you know what I mean, to look at the time and to look at this and this and this without even communicating to God. I mean, as you get up, you say, thank you, God, you know, and so on and so forth, and then start to go into your prayer and everything else. But you challenge to even just think a little different, even getting up a few more minutes. So it was very impactful, if nothing else, for just for me.
Praise God. That's good to know, but okay, thank you for sharing that.
All right.
Anyone else want to share?
Marcus, it's Renee, and I just want to echo exactly what Pastor Dawson just said. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, Marcus.
Hey.
Excellent as usual, brother. Thank you for, like I said, that gentle reminder. And when you said about letting people, like the phone, go to voicemail and not trying to, sometimes you just have to, I say self-preservation, put your cell phone time out and take care of you first, because I think we're so used to just going and doing so much that we forget that we have to throw ourselves in the equation. So it was right on time for me as I'm on my way to the city to do the heart screening, which I'm grateful to be a part of, but it takes a lot, and there's so many other things going on. So I just thank you for always blessing me, brother. You enjoy yourself. Take care of you. Treat yourself. You know what I'm saying? Take care of you and love you so you can love others, and I love you, and you know that. Have a wonderful Friday, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And, yeah. It's imagine how much more impactful we can be when we are cared for ourselves, you know, when we take care of ourselves. Anybody else want to share?
Hey, Marcus, this is EK again. I didn't want to ask you a question. Have you ever been the guy at the store?
Have I ever been the guy at the store? Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I have. And you know, I had to catch myself. I didn't stop mid-center and not get what I was going to get for somebody. But I've been that guy. And the thing is, I have caught myself, you know, like always going to get stuff for others. Oh, I got to get some. Oh, so-and-so needs this. And before you know it, I find my whole basket filled up with stuff for other people. And it hit me. And I'm like, I'm looking in the back and I'm going, hey, nothing in here for me, you know. And so, you know, what I'll do is sometimes, and I'll go back to the shelves, and I, you know what, I need this, I need that, and make sure I take care of myself too. So, yeah, to answer your question. Anyone else wanted to share? And you know what, let's put that question out there. Has anybody else found themselves? Thank you, Brother EK. Has anyone else found themselves? You found yourself as Jonathan or Jonathina or whatever. Anybody else found themselves in that situation before where you were the person in the store?
Hello, this is Brother Eric.
Hey, Brother Eric.
Good morning. And I just want to say, first of all, Brother EK, man, it's good to hear your sound. Something just popped in my head. I was seeing it, this and that, and this is not related to the question. Just give me a second. You know, I think we need to see about whether we can plan something for the men of value and the men are on the line. Maybe, you know, one one Sunday or one day Saturday afternoon get together for brunch, man, and kind of like, you know, chop it up a little bit. That being said, to answer your question, yeah, you know, I found myself at the store like that a couple of times because, you know, in my men's ministry, I do come across, especially where my church is at, I do come across a lot of men in need who, you know, who might be out there in the streets. And there's a couple of men who I've kind of like, you know, I've taken over my wing from time to time off the minister too. And I always get this thought in the back of my mind, well, this is what I'm supposed to be doing, you know, because I'm a Christian. And I've got to, you know, carry my cross. I've got to criticize, you know what I mean? I've got to, you know, kill my desires and everything. But as has been said a couple times on this line that, you know, if you're in an airplane and you know, the airplane's going down and, you know, the oxygen mask come down, if I don't put the oxygen mask on myself, if I don't, you know, make sure that I'm healthy first, I can't help nobody else. And you know, sometimes it's a tendency as fellow believers, sometimes that we do all this work and we either burn out or you know, we really kind of let our personal devotion slide. And you know, there's a real danger of us just becoming stagnant or allowing, you know, resentment to creep in or just being too tired. And then, you know, if I'm too tired and everything, I leave myself vulnerable to the enemy. You know, I can find myself being a Superman out there but being Clark Kent in my home, if you understand what I'm saying. So, you know, just another good declaration. And, yeah, it's you know, there's a time for everything. There's a time we have to minister, but there's a time we have to minister to ourselves too. So, thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Eric. And that is so true. Definitely don't want to be a miracle in the streets and kind of, you know, slowful in the home, that's for sure. In fact, we should reverse that. You know what? As you were talking, I was thinking about, somebody help me with this one. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Jesus, as much as we know about him going out and healing people and helping people and doing things for people, he often took time to steal away. Am I not right? Is that not true?
Absolutely, yeah, it was. Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, I heard two voices, so there was a brother and a sister, so... Who was that?
This is Tanya, and yes, I absolutely enjoyed your declaration. I could see you putting items in the grocery cart, and I could see you having a conversation with Graciela. Was that her name, Graciela? Graciela. You didn't fool me, being a fellow storyteller. We many times talk about ourselves. We are camouflaged as made-up characters. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus did rest. He went away several times. Do you remember the time when he told them, let's go to the other side, I'll meet y'all when you get there? And Jesus took some time then. He needed to be by himself, absolutely. And then there are times when he just went away with him and his crew, him and the 12. You know, because there were multiple disciples, multiple followers, but he had his inner circle. And then there were times when he went with his inner circle, as Rivonda would call them, his front row, the three of them. So he absolutely did. And ironically, while we were doing the collective prayer, I just asked God to quicken us and help us to model Christ by getting that rest that we need. I don't know how it is for men, but I know for some women, in particular myself, I will feel guilty resting, or at least I used to. Sometimes I still do. I feel like, oh my God, I could use this time to do X, Y, Z as opposed to resting. And as I become a seasoned woman, my body is saying to me, you could go on out there and do that if you want to. You're going to be sorry, Missy. And so I'm beginning to listen to my body because it being a body, it will give out on you and it will manifest its fatigue in a variety of different ways. And so we have to listen to, or I'm learning to listen to my body, not when it tells me so much to eat a donut or to get an extra, you know, to go get Five Guys and, you know, get some French fries and a burger and stuff. I have actually put her to death these last few weeks. But I am listening when I hear her say, "I'm tired. I need a break." And so I hope that answered your question. Thank you for sharing this morning with us.
Yes, it really much did, and you're right. I did think about you did bring that to my remembrance about how he's still away in the boat. I'll meet you guys on the other side. Yeah, that one right there is what got my attention. You think about it; it takes a while to get across waters. You know, that's not a short trip. So yeah, he did take some time by himself, so thanks for bringing that up. I'm not sure whose voice that was. That was the guy that was speaking. But did you want to still share? Okay. Anybody else found themselves as Jonathan in the story? And yes, Tanya, we do. We do mask our own stories as ourselves sometimes. Anyone else?
Well, Brother Mark, this is Juliet. Enjoyed your decoration as usual. But you really slammed me with that getting up late, getting to work late. I mean, it's like you described my whole routine. I always say, well, let me just lay here another, like, 5 or 10 minutes because, you know, I'm not too far.
Amen.
Like 5 minutes away from my five
you
to 7 minutes.
You stop it, Eric. You stop it.
Okay. And I get there five or 10 minutes late because I have to think, well, if I just get the, just let me just lay here just a little bit longer, just a little bit longer, and then that little bit longer, that little 5 minutes or 10 minutes after seven, ends up being 5 or 10 minutes after you know. Late. I was listening to you, and I made the first change. I got up as soon as you finished your decoration. I got up and got dressed, and then I laid back down. So, roughly, I would get to work on time today.
Amen, amen. And let me say this to you also, Juliet. Now, that's great that you made that change. And I think as I was sharing, the idea now is to make it a habit that you change that. You know, if that's really something you want to gear towards, then, you know, what we you and I both, because I do that too. Like, I will have to be at work at 7. I need to be at the school by 8 o'clock, and I will get up knowing that I have a 20-minute drive. I will get up at and sit on the side of the bed until, good Lord, 7:30, knowing I got to still get dressed, I got to get my things together, and I'm just, you know, procrastinating. I do it a lot. But, you know, I'm learning now, hey, Marcus, okay, you need to, first of all, go to bed early. That's number one, so you can get some decent rest. Maybe I shouldn't stay up all night and watch, catch up on all the episodes of my favorite TV show, watch all my DVR recorded shows and all that kind of stuff. Maybe I should go to bed a little bit earlier so I can get enough rest, and then when I can wake refreshed enough where I don't feel like I need some more sleep the night before. And then another thing, you know, I'm not trying to go all deep, but we need to remember also some things that we eat at night and drink at night before we go to sleep can affect how well of rest we get. There's some things we could change. I'm not trying to go all into that, but it does play a part in that piece. But, yeah, absolutely. If we want to change the habit, we have to do something consistently until that becomes a habit in order to change the old habits. So, definitely. Thanks for sharing.
Hey,
and Brother Eric trying to bust her out. Hey, Tanya, go ahead.
Eric, you know you're wrong for that. You're going to have to go buy her some roses today or something, start cooking dinner or something. You got to make up to Julia.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And then Juliet, you got to be nice to him when you get home too, though. You got to go both ways. Anyway, that's a Marriage Matters call. I want to suggest something else too. Maybe the struggle. You know, I think sometimes we sabotage ourselves when we try to take on too much. And this is what I have learned in my own life. If there is a change that I want to make, rather than trying to do all of it at one time, I'll try to break it down into components. So maybe, you know, I want to do a particular thing, and there are like five different things that make up that whole. And instead of me doing all five things at one time, I'll do one of those things. And it might be a slower process, but more than likely I'm going to be successful in reaching my goal. And then when I get that one thing down and it has become a habit, I will add on the second thing. For instance, I want to develop an healthier lifestyle as far as my eating habits, not so much that I want to go on a diet. I might decide that, you know what, I know that I need to exercise a minimum of 3 days a week. I know that I need to cut out the extra fatty foods. I know that I need to cut out the sugars. I know that I need to, you know, and maybe there's something else that I need to do. Instead of me doing all those things at one time, I might start with the exercise. And it would be good to have the exercise and the eating, but I want to ensure my success. So that's an example. So going back to what you were just talking about, maybe getting up early in the morning is a real, real struggle for you, and there are three or four components to that. Consider to cut down on the time that it takes for you to get ready. Consider making, if you take a lunch to work, consider packing your lunch or getting it ready the night before. Or maybe you can cut, you know, do some things that, excuse me, that will allow you to, like if you are going to take fruit or you're going to take some vegetables to work and you buy a bag of carrots, maybe over the weekend you could, you know, buy the little baggies to put them in and bag them up. So you snatch and grab. There are things that, if you think about it, there are several things that you do. Lay your clothes out at night instead of trying to figure out what you're going to wear in the morning, or at least have an idea. Decide in your mind, maybe you don't want to get up, but decide, you know, that night before. So there's some. So think about it in stages of breaking the things up and rewarding yourself. After you accomplish that goal of doing it for 30 days, reward yourself some kind of way. And then don't beat yourself up when you don't make it, you know, out of the 30 days. Maybe you blew it two or three times, or maybe even five times. You're developing the pattern. Thank you for allowing me to share.
Absolutely. And also remember that sometimes when you change one thing, it affects other things. So like you said, maybe I need to, you know, get up and work out. That's going to automatically affect my weight. And what I've also found is that the more I drink water, it changes my desire for certain other things. That's just one example. So like when you do one thing, it affects multiple other things, you know. So, and what, there's another voice. I think I heard another voice here. Somebody wanted to share.
Okay. Yeah. This is brother Eric. First of all, I want to say sorry, baby. But I just wanted to. I want to say that you know, what Tanya said was a real good thing. We can't allow ourselves to beat each other up. And I know for me, sometimes when I take on a new habit, it's not just the physical act. It's often involved in the mental act, because I have to choose and to discipline myself to, you know, get my body going or whatever it has to be doing. On the same hand, too, I also read about the habits of the people or the things I want to emulate. You know, I think there was a book called, you know, The Habits, Seven Habits or something like that of highly successful people. And so, you know, I'll read books like that. I have a men's ministry, so I'm always constantly reading the habits or the behaviors of you know, men who have got great ministries. You know, the Bible tells us, as we talked about before, that, you know, Jesus would go, he would pray all night. If I want to be in a habit of evangelizing, I've got to go to those places where people are at. And so, you know, and to end it, my bishop always said that he read that statistically, in order to acquire a new habit, you have to do it consistently for 21 days. And that's, and to me, that was just like so, like, profound, because that's like seven is the number of perfection and completion, and three is the divine number. So 3 times 7 is 21. So every time I think about a new habit, I always say to myself, if I can keep it going for 21 days, if I can go 21 days straight, then I can incorporate that into my behavior. Thank you.
Good share. Thank you, Brother Aaron. Is there somebody else who wants to share? Anybody open enough or would like to share any habits that you may need to break, or anything that, or any habits that you want to start? And are there any steps that you have taken or steps that you know you need to take in order to change those things? All right, don't y'all leave me out here by myself.
Hey, Mark, this is Tanya. If nobody else is going to share, because I don't want to leave you by yourself, I got your back. I did start one, and mine is not, I don't want to be a size 2, I don't want to be a size 4, and I don't consider myself fat, but I know that it's important for me to, well, it is important for me to maintain a healthy lifestyle, because my family has a history of certain diseases, and I made a decision that I don't want to die of a heart attack. I don't want to die because of a stroke. I don't want to die and lose my eyesight and lose limbs. So in order for me to, I can pray about it all day long. Every day on the morning prayer, I can ask y'all to pray for me that I don't die of a heart attack, a stroke, or some other kind of disease. But I also have to put some work behind that. So in order for me to ensure that I don't die an early death, an untimely death, I've made a decision. There are certain foods that I am going to eat in moderation. I may not cut them completely out of my diet, but I have significantly changed the way that I eat. And this is not a resolution. This is something that the Lord has been dealing with me for several years, and I'll do it off and on, and I'll get on, and then I'll get off, but I've made a decision this year that it's going to be a lifestyle, period. And so I know that it's going to affect my weight, because there are certain things that I'm cutting out, and I know that it's going to promote better health for me. There are some things that we do that are irreversible. I'm not worried about that. I'm going to do my part, because, again, I've made a decision that I don't want to, that I'm not going to die of a heart attack, that I'm not going to die because of a stroke, and I'm not going to be laid up in a hospital with a bunch of tubes in my foot because I won't put the cheeseburger down. That's retarded. Because I won't stop eating french fries. That's retarded. It doesn't make any sense, and it is counterproductive for me. I'm not talking about anybody else, to say, oh, my God is a great God, and I know he's a healer. He is, but we have a role to play, and it's naive of us to believe that God is going to, as far as it's naive to me, I'm talking about me, for me to believe that God is going to honor my prayer, and I don't even do what I can do. He ain't taking the cheeseburger out of my hand, and he's not going to take the keys out of my car if I want to go to Krispy Kreme's and get, you know, some donuts and some warm donuts and some milk. Doesn't make any sense. So that's what I've decided to do. And I've also decided to take inventory on my finances. As a matter of fact, I am literally putting together my bank statements for the entire year, last year, and I'm meeting with a phenomenal woman tomorrow that's going to help me create a chart of accounts. So I'm going to be streamlining, and I'm going to be a better steward over my business and personal finances. So thank you.
No, thank you. And I myself
have decided that I'm going to change a certain thing, and that is what I'm going to do is, which I've already started, and, you know, anybody that knows me, they know I'm a type of person that always does things for other people. You know, people call me and ask me to play here, come sing there, come do this, come do that. And I made it a habit and a practice that I will say no every now and then and not feel bad about it. I had a no I had to give out last night. And for a second, I started to feel bad about it. And I was like, no, Marcus, you know good and well you can't do that. And as they were, as I was reading the message and I was, you know, thinking about the question, and I was saying to myself, okay, Marcus, realistically, what is your schedule? You know what your schedule is. You know how busy you are sometimes, and you know that you need some time for yourself as well. There's nobody, let me say that it's not healthy to always be busy, you know. And so last night when I gave out the no, I said, no, I can't do that, you know. I have to get back to you at another time. And they were respectful and said, okay, thanks. But it actually, after that conversation, I actually felt good because I was able to not do something that I know I probably would have ended up regretting later. And that's a good thing for me because I'm usually saying, okay, yeah, because I want to help people. I want to do stuff for people. And I don't want to feel like I'm letting people down. I used to do that all the time. But I'm learning now to take some time and say, you know, it's okay to say no sometimes. And take care of you. So, anyone else want to share?
Yes, Brother Marcus.
Yes, go ahead, brother.
Great declaration. Wow. You touched on so many things, and it's really critical and crucial for us to have balance in our life. And so that's one of the things that I've been taking a look at. You know, you guys always give us a declaration that helps us to really take a look at ourselves and our behaviors. You know, I was the youngest child of my mother, and so my older siblings, they was always caring for me and you know, taking care of me and giving to me. And, you know, through that, I learned how to share, but I also learned how to receive more so than being a giver. And, you know, so I think I'm, in some areas I have balance and some I don't, because I would rip and run in one area because I, to the point where I wear myself out trying to get a need met, fulfillment in a specific area because I'm lacking in a different area. And I practice fasting from different things to try and build myself up. And like this year, New Year's, for the first 30 days in January, I want to break a negative pattern that I had in 2015, 2014, 2013, you know, all those years of just hanging out at the domino table. So I told myself, which I've taken fast before from that particular behavior, I told myself this year that I wanted to start off this year for the first 30 days with all positive habits. So that's one of the things that I put down was the domino table and a couple other things. And I failed when it came to the TV, because I did watch a couple of the playoffs games. And what I come to realize was that when you have support, because I was asking my wife to let's fast for 30 days from the TV. And I think it would have been good for me to have that support, because when it came to the playoffs, I like, man, I got to watch these playoff games, right? And I did, but the other two areas that I had, there was three things that I wanted to practice. And I accomplished two, but I fell short with the 30 days on the television due to the sports. And it's just so, man, it's like there's a reason why I counted off the days when I first joined this line. And you mentioned 21 days, and my pastor as well, and the others have mentioned 30 days. But there's significance in the 90-day process, because that's why I counted off for 90 days when I first joined the call. Man, that's a great decoration, and there's so much meat up in there. And I know that in order for me to get rid of negative habits, I need to replace them with positive habits. So, and sometimes you may fall short, and like you say, you have to get back up and continue to press on.
Right.
So, great declaration, my brother. Great declaration, and I'm on the winning side of the struggle.
Amen. And you bring up a great point, Brother Jeff, and that is, I love what you said about learning to receive, because a lot of times, many of us we aren't taught to receive things. We're just taught to give, or we have the attitude of just giving. But we don't practice receiving, and yes, you know, of course, it's more blessing to give than to receive. But it doesn't mean that you don't receive. In fact, God gives to us all the time. God, you know, he's the greatest gift giver you could think about. So we ought to be practicing receiving things as well as sharing things, because I taught that to my kids, and I was, you know, you guys learn how to share, but learn how to receive too. Learn how to accept some things too. Somebody want to bless you, accept it, receive it. Don't be all like, well, no, I can't take that, and you feeling guilty because you're taking something from somebody. No, if they're giving it to you and they're being a blessing to you, allow them to do that. So thank you for sharing that. And Mom wanted to share. The missus, go ahead. You there?
Yeah. As I was listening, I was thinking about, I just went through that, something like that. I do in-home support. I work for, you know, people. I do in-home support service. So what I was doing, I was taking on, this lady asked me to work for her, and I worked for her. This other lady asked me to work for her, and I worked for her. Next thing you know, I was working 7 days a week, day and night. And I got to the point where I couldn't go to the service like I wanted. She didn't, you know, she wanted me on Sundays. And I said, oh, no, I'm not going to let anything interfere with my church service. I'm not going to let that happen. So I just got burnt down with working. I was just working. And I got to the point where I just got tired. My body just started to get weak. And it was a terrible feeling. I finally got to the point where I had to tell the lady that, one of the ladies, that I was just overwhelmed. I had too much. I couldn't do it anymore. And I hated to say it, but I know I needed some rest, for some time for myself. So, yeah, I just went through that.
Yeah, yeah, that happens. And we do have to be mindful of our own health. I mean, if you just keep working, imagine where your health goes. after that. Is there anybody else that wanted to share on that order?
Brother Marcus, good morning. This is Sister Julia.
Good morning.
I like to give. I don't never think about receiving. I enjoy the prayer and knowing that God got my back. I just love to give. I know I'm not doing good this morning because I don't know how to take time out for my own self and take care of my own self. I'm always out trying to do something to help somebody. But that's in me. I can't stop it.
Yes, you can.
And that is beautiful. And God does honor your giving. He really does. Believe that. And one of the ways that he gives to you, Sister Julia, is through other people. You know, and it's not just you. It's many of us. Sometimes we don't see the gifts that he's given through others because we're so busy trying to give. But just take a moment, like, take some time throughout your day or, throughout your life and pay attention to who's trying to be a blessing to you. You know, that's one way you can change that. Like, look for it. Look for, who it is that God is using to bless you. You know, maybe it's not money. Maybe it's somebody just want to cook you a dinner. Maybe somebody just want to invite you over to, to go somewhere with them or something. I don't know, but there's somewhere somebody's trying to bless you in some way, shape, or form. Like my mom, she invited me to go on this trip with her, and I almost said no. I almost didn't go because I knew I had work. I had to go to school and teach. I had to be at church on Sunday. I wanted to do something, go somewhere and do something for somebody else. And I was thinking about it. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I can easily get a sub. So I called and I emailed the secretaries and got a sub. That was done. Something else I needed to do at home or something. I was like, I can do that when I get back. I had to start thinking about all the, the different adjustments I needed to make. And I just went ahead and made them so that I could take care of myself. So I'm just saying, just look for opportunities. Because if we don't allow ourselves to receive anything, or if we don't give ourselves anything, we at some point, trust me, you will feel depleted. You will feel, like empty. So
Brother Mark, I know yesterday I ran around to the stores and stuff trying to get food because my best friend lost her mother. I was running around to them stores trying to buy food so I could help them serve food and stuff. And then I later on that evening, I wasn't even able to walk, and I can't hardly walk this morning. So I'm trying my best to sit down for a minute and take a break on my own self. Thank you.
That's it.
Hey, Brother Marcus.
Brother Marcus, I want to say something, too, when Deborah Yvonne's done.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Deborah Yvonne and Indeedy.
Okay.
Then
Barbara
after
Okay.
Okay, sure.
For me, For me, I have found out that we have to count the cost. And balance is so important. I used to tell my oldest son, because at one point in his life, he would just eat anything and everything, and it was gaining weight. And I would try to advise him on, you can still have this, but maybe try to make it yourself and make it a healthier way. Because you're going to pay one way or the other. You're going to either pay now by buying maybe higher cost ingredients that's healthier for your body, or you're going to pay in the long run by going to the doctor from being ill. You're going to pay one way or the other. So I think in everything in our life, we have to learn to count the cost. And the Lord has given us all enough wisdom to understand that. And in the long run, it makes us better for ourselves, and when we're better for ourselves, we can be better for others. Thank you.
You know what? Oh, I'm sorry. Somebody else going.
I was going to say exactly kind of what Deborah Yvonne said, and speaking to Miss Julia and everybody else that think that giving is good, and it's always give to give unto others, but you got to give. You got to put yourself in that equation, because if you're giving, 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 you're burning yourself out, you're depleting yourself, your vessel is broken, and it's empty, and it's not balanced, and so you burn yourself out. And so I learned a life lesson, and I thank Pamela Carter for teaching me that, because as a young mother running from Utopia to Egypt, no exaggeration, I tried to be everything for everybody, be everywhere, and be a part of everything, because I thought that that was the only way it was to live, until the migraines started happening. I was, you know, just my health started deteriorating. So just, you can't give until you can't give yourself, and you're drained spiritually, emotionally, physically, you're unbalanced, and now you're sick. You can't take care of you. And when you find out, it's good to give, but everybody doesn't have your heart. So you may end up having to take care of yourself. So just put yourself in that equation, and it's okay to rest. It's okay to take time out. It's okay, again, put that oxygen mask on yourself, because really and truly, nobody going to take care of you like you. So I just want to encourage whoever is burning themselves out. Marcus, I'm so proud of you for doing that, getting a substitute. And as we speak, me being helpful to someone else, I'm waiting on my ride who's an hour late, but I'm not going to let that frustrate me. I'm still going about my day. And if my plans change, oh well, but I'm going to put Dee Dee first, because my health matters, my mental health, my emotional health. How can you be, and Ravonda says it all the time, how are you, you could be so spiritually, you think your spiritual balance is right, but every other area is off balance. So it's a balance. So, Miss Julia, take care of yourself, sweetie, so you're not waking up and your feet are in pain. And, you know, God knows what you're doing, and you know what you're doing, and mm-hmm. I love you.
Marcus, this has been an awesome topic, and I thank you once again, because you're always awesome, for reminding us, Sister Julia, baby, you got to take care of yourself. Yes, God wants us to give, and God wants us to help others, but God also wants us to take care of ourselves. So please, today, I want you to rest. I want you to stay off them feet. I don't care who need what. I want you to stay off them feet and rest and take care of yourself today. You know, if we don't take care of ourselves, then we can't take care of nobody else. And I know that's so much easier said than done, even for me, because I find myself, like, I think Marcus' mom was talking about how I'm a caregiver also. And I've been trying to retire from my job since last year. And every time somebody called me, I'm going. But I'm learning to not do that. We got to take care of ourselves, because I don't like it when you call in, Sister Julia, you're not feeling good because you've been running around. We love you. And we want you to take care of yourself. Thank you, Marcus.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Barbara. And
Marcus,
on that note, hey, is that Ravonda?
Marcus, this is Ravonda. Do I sound like a thin kid because I'm in the salon?
No, you sound good.
Okay, every now and then y'all might hear another voice because they talk to each other under the dryer. But anyway, you know, we can come away from this with a whole lot of things, but at the end of the day, when the Word of God tells us to love our neighbors like we love ourselves,
mm-hmm.
it'll say a whole lot about who we are. And
mm-hmm.
Even receiving help means being vulnerable. Sometimes we won't tell people, you know, that we need help. Or when people
Amen.
See that we need help, we won't receive it, because it means
mm-hmm.
being vulnerable. And we don't want anyone to know, you know, that we're, you know, that we're in trouble. You know, we're in trouble or we're in crisis. And I know what it's like to be in crisis. You know, that's past trouble. You know, a crisis is like, you know what, right now. And doing the work to really get better, sometimes it takes some time. And finding the balance, it's not an overnight thing. It's not an overnight thing because we often become irrational even with our own thinking and our feelings when, you know, we feel we need to, you know, right now you don't need to be a helper. You need to pull over, you know,
mm-hmm.
and put on your hazard and flag down some help. And when we get to the point when we know that we need to do that, I think therein we do find some balance, you know, because we don't want to go to, once you Trust me, once you have to pull over one too many times, you'll see how it eats away at your life. It eats away at who we are, you know, and our decision making, our reasoning, and everything. You get tired of pulling over, and then you'll learn to say, you know what, I need some help, and you'll tell somebody, you know, that I need some help, or you'll ask, you know what do you think, how have I been? When you ask somebody else to assess you, now that's a whole other issue. I love how Pam said that she's taking her bank statement, and she's exposing herself to someone else. And I think that's what a lot of what our balance has to be, exposing ourselves to someone else. Marcus, thank you for sharing this morning.
Absolutely, absolutely. And on that note, I am going to listen to Mom. Mom knows best. We're going to go to breakfast now. So we're going to take care of ourselves this morning. And I'm praying for you, Sister Julia. Please get some rest. Everybody, just please look for a way to bless yourself and allow others to bless you. I love you all, and I don't want to get beat up by my mother, so I'm going to get off this call and go have some breakfast. You all have a beautiful day. Love you all, and enjoy your weekend.
Brother Marcus.
Love you. Enjoy your day, and have fun.
Thank
God
you.
Bless
hey,
everyone.
Julia. What's up?
Yes, day one. I'm here. Hey!
All right.
Yes. You guys have a blessed day.
I'm doing a praise dance over here. I can't believe it.
Okay.
Brother Marcus, you know what? If I was
close
to you, I would put breakfast for you and your mother.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. You're going
to
rest today. I do that today.
I promise y'all I'll rest.
Yes, ma'am.
Eric, don't forget Juliet's flowers. Don't you forget that woman's flowers. She deserves it. She need a double bouquet because she at work on time. Juliet. I'm going to need a hookup for advocating for you. I'm going to need a hookup on something now.
I see. I know some type of agenda was on there.
Okay.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye. Have a good day, everybody.
You too.
Good day, everybody.